Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. It's almost now 100 days, 79 days. Joe Biden abandons our fellow Americans behind enemy lines. And it's, what, 92 days since he promised not to do it. 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. Let's go back. We have these gubernatorial races that are going on tomorrow. The Commonwealth of Virginia is drawing the most attention because the polls now show late breaking voters deciding late are breaking very, very hard towards Glenn Youngkin. And we're seeing independents have broken very hard towards Glenn Youngkin. It's not just one poll. It's pretty much every poll. Robert Cahaly, Trafalgar, Matt Towery, Insider Advantage. Every basic poll, Joe Biden has a 71% disapproval rate, and Terry McAuliffe brought him into town. But the biggest issue that really seems to have resonated more than any other is on education. It started with this comment by Terry McAuliffe.
Shows how clueless Glenn Youngkin is. He doesn't understand what the laws were because he's never been involved here in helping Virginia. But it was not. The parents had to write to veto bills, veto books, Glenn, not to be knowledgeable about it, also take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decisions.
You vetoed it.
So stop the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Okay, parents shouldn't have a role. Then the more interesting thing is this weekend, McAuliffe doubles down again. Parents shouldn't be telling schools what to teach. And everybody clapped when I said parents shouldn't be in charge of their kids' education, which is a lie. And then he talks about, well, we have a great school system in Virginia. We raised our five kids there. The only problem is four out of the five kids went to private school. Listen.
So, Governor, what about that you feel as if you were taken out of context? Do you feel as if everything you said there should reassure parents that they have some say in their kids' schooling?
Listen, that was about a bill I vetoed, which people were very happy that I vetoed the bill, that literally parents could take books out of the curriculum. You know, I love Billy and Jack McAuliffe, my parents, but they should not have been picking my math or science book. We have experts who actually do that.
We have a great school system in Virginia. Dorothy and I have raised our five children. Of course, parents are involved in it. The question should be, could an extreme Republican bill that would allow parents to take books off of shelves, should that be left in the hands of the parents, or should it be left to the school boards and others who do this every single day and focus on it?
Yeah, four of the five children went to private school. Newt Gingrich weighs in on what would be tomorrow if Glenn Youngkin pulls this out in what is a blue state. It will be the equivalent of a political earthquake. Mr. Speaker, I saw your comments over the weekend. You think this is very possible. What does it mean if it happens?
Well, let me say, I think, first of all, that Youngkin is almost certainly going to win tomorrow. And that, frankly, the Republican candidate in New Jersey is going to be much, much closer than anybody expected 2 weeks ago. In the case of Youngkin, you've got unique Virginia issues, and I think Terry McAuliffe has run exactly the wrong race. I watched over the weekend a series of about 14 TV ads between the two of them, and McAuliffe kept talking about politics. He wanted to talk about January 6th. He wanted to talk about Donald Trump. And Youngkin is talking about your children, your schools, your job, your cost of living. So one guy is talking about Virginia, that's Youngkin. The other guy is desperately trying to turn this into a Senate race where you talk about national issues. That's Governor McAuliffe. And it's odd because McAuliffe had been the governor. I mean, if anybody was theoretically ready to talk about Virginia, it ought to be a guy who'd been governor for 4 years. But it's clear that they didn't think they could win on Virginia issues. And so they tried to polarize the state. And what happened was McAuliffe then made this huge mistake, which you just played. And basically, Virginia has been really torn up by the fact that, ironically, the bluest parts of the state are the best educated parts that care the most about their children's education, that are the most angry about these school boards. And so you've had, out in Loudoun County, which went, I think Trump lost it by 20 points, they had over 1,000 people at a rally about the school board. People are just enraged because the school boards are arrogant. They're totally in bed with the teachers' unions. They are lying to the public. And we now know unequivocally that the Loudoun County School Board was just plain lying all summer. And in the case of Loudoun County, you ended up with a young girl being raped in the girls' room by a guy in a dress. It was all covered up by the school system. They then transferred the guy to another school where he raped another girl. And that sort of stuff just has the community enraged. Meanwhile, in Arlington and Alexandria, there's huge anger, particularly in the Asian community, over the fact that there's this effort to dumb down the best high schools in Virginia, which had been magnet schools, which really taught kids very advanced, you know, really attracted the best students. Well, that bothers the left because, after all, that means somehow whoever they favor wasn't getting there. So they're dumbing down the schools. That's the second big fight. And then the third fight is over this whole issue of trying to teach that if you're white, you're a racist and you're a bad person. And you had one woman who got deeply involved because her daughter came home at like 7 years of age and said, "Mommy, am I an evil person because I was born white?" And at that point, she thought, "I better get involved in my school system." And so the education issue has bubbled up in Virginia more than any other place in the country. But it's a signal to Republicans and to conservatives that this may be the moment to take head on the government schools and the government unions that have so deeply crippled our education system.
You know, when we spoke last week and we talked about your new book, which is coming out this week, I think it's this week, right? Beyond Biden.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a link on Hannity.com and it's on Amazon.com. And now it's in bookstores everywhere as of today. And, you know, I thought deeply about what should be in this contract. And it's a lot of what I mentioned. For me, being a conservative is about liberty, freedom. It is about capitalism and our Constitution. But it also includes school choice, energy independence, secure borders, free and fair trade, and peace through strength. But we often skip over this part about education. And what's fascinating to me about this Commonwealth race is this is now coming front and center. And we now spend more per student in the U.S. than any other industrialized country, and we come in anywhere between 37th and 42nd in terms of proficiency in math and reading. It seems like the best winning issue that we've underutilized all these years.
Well, I think it's an issue, and this is part of why I wrote Beyond Biden, because I think we have to be more than just anti-Biden. I think we have to be for the kind of change we need if we're going to compete with China. And it is impossible for us to compete with China with the current education system and with the government-run schools and the government employees, because the teachers' unions basically are government employee unions, and they have made such a total mess of this that we've got to go towards, I think, school choice, which, by the way, was a key factor in DeSantis winning in Florida. He got 19% of the black female vote based specifically on school choice, and did so against an African-American candidate on the Democratic ticket. And I think what you saw happen in Virginia was all these different issues came bubbling together. But I think across the country that the issue of safety, the issue of actually learning, and the issue of being able to get a job, those three are at the heart of where we have to go. And I wrote Beyond Biden specifically to begin to figure out how we take on China and how we, what do we have to do as a country to modernize and reform ourselves. And when you have a place like Baltimore City Schools, where five schools had zero students able to pass the state exam, zero.
Mr. Speaker, I hate to disagree with you. It's 13 public high schools. Now, and I'll add one other fact. Baltimore has the second highest per capita spending per student, and they have 13 public schools where kids are not proficient in math and reading. 13, that is a spectacular fail. If you set out to fail, you couldn't screw it up that bad.
Well, I mean, if you have a school building in which not a single student's passing the exam, what are you paying the teachers for? And, of course, what you have is a racket. You have the control of the school boards by the teachers' unions, who then guarantee that the school boards do nothing about bad teachers and that they approve teaching very radical things that are fundamentally destructive of America, and in many cases, fundamentally destructive of the students. I mean, you have left-wingers now who want to abolish mathematics because it turns out that mathematics is hard. And so their answer is, instead of saying, how do we get extra tutoring, how do we make sure that every poor child in America learns math, their answer is, well, let's just eliminate math and nobody will fail because you won't have it. That's what you're seeing the reaction to in Northern Virginia, because so many of the parents who normally would vote Democrat are looking up and saying, wait a second, I really value education, and I really want my child to get a good education. And it's clear that you have in Terry a governor who's terrible and who is, in fact, going to do exactly the wrong things.
I got to take a break. We'll come back more with Speaker Gingrich. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. As we continue, a former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, his new book out today, Beyond Biden, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. It's interesting what happened this weekend because Terry McAuliffe was claiming critical race theory is not being taught in Virginia, and it's never been taught in Virginia. He's actually said it earlier this month about this curriculum. And as I've said this a lot, it's a dog whistle. It's racial. It's division used by Glenn Youngkin and others. Well, it turns out that he lied, because there's a presentation from 2015 where Terry McAuliffe was governor that encourages teachers, quote, to embrace critical race theory in order to re-engineer attitudes and belief systems. Now, between that and go ahead.
No, and what you're saying is this is the school as an indoctrination center, not the school as a place to learn how to think. And that's why a lot of teachers, I heard Glenn Youngkin, I think he was in Mark Levin yesterday, say, teachers come up to him and say, I want to be able to go back and teach kids how to think, not try to indoctrinate them into some strange philosophy. And I think that we're going to find a lot of teachers who vote for Youngkin precisely to get back to schools that behave like schools.
It's going to be a fascinating week. Did you see NBC's poll where 71% of the country believe we are now on the wrong track? And it also appears, apparently, Joe Biden fell asleep during a climate speech, despite him claiming it's the greatest threat to U.S. national security. I'm not sure if you saw the video yet, but it's there.
Have you ever tried staying awake during a climate speech?
No, I don't think I could do it.
I used to teach environmental studies, and I'll guarantee you, some of those speeches were, in fact, tremendous opportunities for eliminating insomnia. The thing I'm fascinated by, and I can't get anybody to bite on this, they had 85 cars in the caravan.
Wait a minute. Did you not see how many private jets were flown in for the summit?
This whole thing is such a hypocritical, bizarre, you know, both India and China, who are the two major pollutants in the world, have both indicated they ain't going to follow anything that's adopted in Glasgow. Nothing. So the whole thing is a farce.
It's a farce, and there's more. There's a bigger carbon footprint than 99% of every other person on Earth just for this one summit on climate change. And I guess climate change changes for thee, but not for me. And I think it's a big problem with the Democratic Party in general, is they are a party of great hypocrisy.
I think Ted Cruz had a big idea, by the way, that we should pass a rule that illegal immigrants have to be sent to places like Nantucket.
That was a good idea. I think just like they tried to build the windmills outside of the Kennedy compound, sure. That did not go over pretty well.
Take the 100 wealthiest zip codes in America and guarantee that they get their fair share of illegal immigrants, and the border wall will start going up the following morning.
Well, I mean, walls obviously work because they want to build one when they need it around the Capitol and elsewhere. Wouldn't build it if they didn't think they worked. But, Mr. Speaker, it's going to be a fascinating day tomorrow, and you are predicting a Youngkin win.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. And I think there are real lessons for Republicans to learn about the value of issues, the value of talking clearly to people about their lives, and that Youngkin really is going to give us a model that we can apply. As you were pointing out, we have a new contract with America based on that kind of kitchen talk, real issues, which is exactly what the left is setting up, because what they're doing just doesn't work. And I think that's the most simple way to define their failure. Big government socialism just doesn't work.
All right, quick break. More with Newt Gingrich. We're going to talk about his book, Beyond Biden, out today. Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get a few of your calls in. Newt Gingrich is with us today. He's just released the book Beyond Biden Today. We have it featured on Hannity.com, on Amazon.com, now in bookstores everywhere. If, in fact, what we think can happen tomorrow in the Commonwealth of Virginia happens, if that happens, it would be, in my view, a bellwether. It would be a canary in a coal mine moment for the Democrats in terms of their democratic socialism being outright rejected. The next thing would be beyond Biden, to quote your book. What should the Republicans be doing to be prepared to actually lead and fix this mess that's being created, you know, since January 20th of this past year?
Well, I mean, let me start with where you were a while ago, and that is they ought to look at what Youngkin did, how he put his campaign together, how many positive things he was saying. Then they ought to look at the other Republican governors. We have a whole range of very positive stories across this country, where people have actually got things to work. And I think we ought to be the party that gets things to work. They're clearly, the Democrats are clearly going to be the party where it just doesn't work. And I think that's a huge distinction that people are going to get when they can't fill up their car, they can't heat their house in the winter, they can't buy a Christmas tree because there's a shortage, et cetera. And so I would say that the great virtue, this is the first time since 94, that I've thought we should go to work on putting a real contract together. And the reason is, I think the country is hungry, and this is why I wrote Beyond Biden, the country is hungry to have a leadership that's going to actually offer them a better future, not just beat up the other guy. And I think it's, well, it would have been easy to write an anti-Biden book, but it wouldn't have really met the country's need, which is to have the kind of modernization that will let us compete with China and be successful, safe, and prosperous. And I think that we should build on many of the ideas you've talked about, others have talked about. We have the basis out here for a lot of good stuff. And frankly, there were a lot of things that Trump was proposing that didn't get through the Congress that are worth going back and resurrecting. It's a job that Brooks Rollins and others have taken on. And I think between all this, we could offer the most positive, solution-filled platform in American history, and we could also have a party. The key thing here is you've got to get the candidates, including incumbents, to run on the program that you want them to then implement, because if they just win off of cheap advertising and negative attacks and all that stuff, then they're not going to be prepared to have the courage to go through this. And that's why what we did in 94 was so unusual, because we had everybody committed to act before they got elected. We didn't try to convince them afterwards.
That's why I keep going back to it. Now, over the course of doing radio for 33 years and my 25 years at Fox, anybody that has followed me at any point during that time has probably heard me advocate another contract with America. And the reason I like the contract is because you're putting your signature on a piece of paper and you're pledging and promising and giving a solemn vow to do something if elected. And it's a positive agenda. And what I mentioned earlier, I won't repeat everything, low taxes, less bureaucracy, energy independence, control, law and order, choice in school, legal immigration, secure borders. All of these things combined are commitments that I think people running for office need to make. And then if everybody makes it, then the likelihood that it's going to get done will go up dramatically.
Yeah, and I think if you have them with a document which is actually signed, it gives you, I can say this from personal experience, we had enormous leverage in the spring of 95 because everybody had signed the document. And so people who suddenly said, oh, you mean we really meant it? I said, yeah, here's your signature. And you needed that because you have all the lobbyists, you have all of the scaredy cats, you have all the professional staffs who cling to the old order. There are lots of countervailing things undermining your momentum. And you need something which brings you together as a team. And you need to recognize successful governing in America is a team sport. You got to have folks in the Senate. You got to have folks in the House. Ultimately, after 24, we need to have a president. But if we can build that momentum towards very specific, and you mentioned a very powerful one earlier, which is school choice. Given the mess that the government schools have created and the government unions have created, going to a opportunity for parents to pick the school that they believe is best for their child, I think is a very important step in the right direction.
Low taxes, limited government, less bureaucracy, school choice, law and order, free market solutions for health care, secure borders, energy independence, constitutionalists on the bench, free and fair trade, peace through strength. By the way, that means keeping up with the Chinese government and their hypersonic weapons that can launch, apparently, nukes. These are scary times, but I don't think it's that hard to explain what it means to be a conservative. Why do people struggle explaining it when it's very simple?
I think because they let the news media ask the questions. I always tell conservatives, answer the question you wish they asked. Never try to answer the question that they ask. Because you know, they're always going to be biased against you.
You know what's very funny is whenever I get interviewed, I never take usually a second or third question because I never get finished answering the first one.
that's another technique.
It's not even a technique. It's just like, okay, you're boring me. Your questions are stupid. You're at best on a surface level.
You've been a great senator. So in the House, we only get to speak limited times, but you've been a great senator with that technique.
Jim is in Virginia. Jim, you're on with Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Hi.
I'll be a goose fried and chicken fat. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Hannity, I'm pleased as punch to be talking to y'all from Virginia. And I got a question for the Speaker because I never vote early. I'll tell you, I vote on Election Day because I know it's going to happen and I can see it. But anyway, Mr. Speaker, I'm excited about Mrs. Sears, the Lieutenant Governor candidate, and also Delegate Meares, who is the Attorney General candidate for the Republican Party. These two, you talk about, they always say, well, Republicans are monolithic and they're all pasty white guys. But here we have a Jamaican immigrant whose daddy brought her here in when she was 6 years old. We have Mr. Meares, whose mama is a Cuban exile. And my question to you, I hear you speaking a lot about Mr. Youngkin. I just would like to hear, your thoughts on as far as Mrs. Sears and Delegate Meares are concerned.
Well, I think they're probably going to win. I've looked at a number of Meares ads that are devastating against the current attorney general, who has refused to enforce the law. And I think that Meares is very likely to win. I don't know Mrs. Sears, but I think, again, this is a ticket. I think if Youngkin wins by the margin, I think he will. All three of them are going to win, and they're going to carry a majority into the assembly, and that's going to give him the authority and the capacity to really govern. And it's a new generation of Republicans. I mean, if you think about it, these folks are all new. They bring a whole new approach. They give us a diversity and an ability to reach out to communities that historically the Virginia GOP did not have. And I think that's terrific. I think that it's healthy for us. And the Democrats just don't know how to cope with it. And one of the biggest problems that McAuliffe has is he crowded out two African-American women who were legitimate candidates. And as a result, people like Governor Doug Wilder have been going around the state hammering on, attacking Youngkin. They've been going around attacking McAuliffe. And so he has more dissent in the black community than we have ever seen in a Virginia race. And I think it's because people feel he didn't do a good job as governor. And then he ruthlessly shoved aside these two women in order for his own ambition. And that's part of why I think he's going to lose. I think his turnout in the black community is going to be very low. despite a video from Kamala Harris, which has got to be one of the dumber things you could do, despite Obama coming into town, despite Stacey Abrams, I just think in the end, Virginians aren't going to be motivated by outsiders lecturing them.
Quick break, more with Newt Gingrich, his new book out, Beyond Biden, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. With former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, his new book out today, Beyond Biden, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. I would not have thought that Virginia would be in play. And interestingly, I don't know, I think it's a stretch at this point, but Trafalgar, that's our friend Robert Cahaley, has New Jersey's gubernatorial race at a 4-point spread within the margin of error. But I mean, does this reconfigure the entire electoral map for a national election Sure. over time?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think probably for corruption reasons, New York is really hard. And for a whole range of reasons, California is really hard. And there are a handful of states. Hawaii would be difficult. But the truth is, when you start building up discontent, I mean, every state in the country, people are going out there, as Kristen and I did this weekend, she spent $72 filling up her car, and I spent $79 filling up my truck. Now, every state in the country where people drive, they know that Biden is costing them money, even though they're making less than $400,000 a year. You get into the Northeast, and you start having the winter heating oil experience. This is also going to be true in Michigan. It's going to be true in Wisconsin and Minnesota and across the Northern Belt.
It's going to be true and pretty much everywhere except for Florida and Southern California, but yes,
right.
and Arizona.
Right. And so people are going to start saying, wait a second, I can't afford to drive my car. I can't afford to heat my house. I can't afford to buy food. I had a friend who just told me he bought a chicken 2 weeks ago for $6. He went back this week and it's $12. I mean, you're going to see so many different things that people, you know, you have the murder rate, as you were talking about earlier. All this stuff comes together. You look at the border, and you realize that you're dealing with like people who are crazy in the federal government. The idea is somebody else, how they sat at a table and said, I got it. Why don't we give every illegal immigrant a $450,000 package? I mean, you have to wonder, where was this person? How did they get out of the mental institution? That's the kind of stuff you're up against.
Let's go to Russell in Missouri. Russell, you're on with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. His new book is out. It is called Beyond Biden, bookstores everywhere. How are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. And Sean, thank you so much for having me. I'm actually coming from the hometown of Rush Limbaugh. He grew up in the house right across the street from where I live.
Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, Cape Girardeau. Sure enough. My question is regarding education. Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in this generation is the philosophy of the government in the next generation. And my question is, what is the appropriate involvement for our Constitution-loving patriots to really engage in the school environment, to have voice? What do parents need to do to be involved?
I think you start by going to school board meetings. And you start by, you know, doing what you're doing today, which is getting on talk radio and writing letters to the editor. And in some cases, you run for the school board. And a lot of places around the country are going to have a lot more patriotic, conservative school board members after the next couple of years because people are now fed up. But in addition, we have to go back to the work ethic. We have to go back to the idea that we don't give people things. Because as Franklin Roosevelt warned in his State of the Union in 1935, welfare inevitably undermines the fabric of freedom. And I mean, when Roosevelt's warning us against giving things away, we should be paying attention. And one of the greatest achievements we had when I was Speaker was a welfare reform bill that put people back to work, that actually brought children out of poverty because their parents got a job, and that created an incentive to recognize that you have a duty to work, not just to rely on others or live off others, but to go to work. That's a fundamental fight with the left, and it's one of the biggest differences between a big government socialism and a free market capitalism. We think people have an endless future if they'll get up in the morning and go to work. They think people ought to just sit around and get money from the government because they think it appears magically. And as you know, some taxpayer somewhere had to pay for that either today or in the future through inflation. And we're paying the cost in inflation of that kind of spending.
Big time. And everybody feels it. And the people that are disproportionately impacted negatively are the poor and the middle class, the opposite of what liberals promise. The book is a roadmap. It's for the future. Beyond Biden. Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Mr. Speaker, couldn't be a more timely book. Looking forward to the results tomorrow, and we'll get your take on it post-election, and good luck with the book, and we appreciate you being with us.
It's going to be exciting. Thanks.
800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program? We'll go back to the Commonwealth of Virginia. How is it the school superintendent claims not to know anything about the rape that took place in this Loudoun County bathroom? And the transfer of the student involved, and then a second incident occurs because the police know all about it. Luke Rosiak, investigative reporter, will join us. Quick break, right back.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.